The Traveler's Journal, June 2nd. Exploring a Jewel of an Isle. One of America's most remote national parks is set along the northwest shore of Lake Superior. Isle Royal is a ripple of rocky ridges 45 miles long and 8 miles wide. It takes 6 hours by ferry boat to reach the park's main entrance in Houghton, Michigan. No wonder Isle Royal attracts fewer visitors in a year than Yellowstone attracts in a single summer's day. Yet many visitors make annual summer pilgrimages to Isle Royal, attracted by the peace, solitude, and unfettered wilderness they find there. They come to canoe its shoreline, explore its hidden lakes, and hike dozens of trails which lace over its ridges and glens. Civilization here consists of 5 ranger stations and a small lodge. No fees or reservations are required to make use of the campsite, nor do visitors need a license to fish on the island. As Isle Royal's famous wolf population has dwindled, moose and red fox have become more abundant. At night, you drift to sleep to the sound of loons calling across the water and the surprisingly relaxing buzz of mosquitoes around your tent. On Isle Royal, beauty is found in small things, the glow of rock lichen in the morning sun, the slap of a beaver's tail against the water, the loamy odor of mushrooms freshly sprung from the rich soil, the numbing tartness of a thimbleberry on your tongue. Rustic, remote, and rare. For travelers who appreciate nature's subtleties, it is indeed a jewel of an isle. You'll find a wealth of travel resources at our site on the World Wide Web, travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.